justice to her spirit and also give tribute to the courage of the Crow tribe. Kathleen is gifted in her ability to make you feel what is happening at that time in history that she is writing about. My great-grandmother, Goes First, who became known as Crow Mary, was a beautiful, strong young woman who married a white man she did not know. That she faced this world with such bravery makes me proud to think I carry her blood. It is my hope that now that you read this story, you will look at our world and the people who live in it with more insight and compassion. Nedra Farwell Brown.
Prologue, 1891. It was dark and hot at the back of the big barn as I rolled aside a heavy wagon wheel that leaned against the entry to the storage room. A slam behind me made me jump, heart hammering even more, but it was only a stall door caught by the wind. Careful of the bottle of whiskey that sat at my feet, I worked a key in the rusty lock. Finally, it clicked and the log door moaned open. This room had been built with one high, small window so none of the ranch hands, drunk or daring, would be tempted to break in, and I squinted into the dim light. A fine dust covered everything, though the air smelled clean enough. A wood floor had been put in to keep the pelts dry, and the chinking along the logs had kept out the wet ice of our brutal Montana winters and the worst of our hot sun. Leftover goods from our fur trading post were scattered on the pine shelves. A comb, a few bars of soap, and even an old can of sardines lay next to a mouse-nibbled red blanket and the remainder of one last buffalo hide. But there in the corner on the second highest shelf, two tiny blue bottles shone in the pale yellow light. Mice scurried when I pushed aside empty liquor barrels to get to the shelf, and as I reached up, my hand trembled. The tiny bottle was no heavier than a pine cone, but the enormity of what it held almost put me on the floor. With great care, I set it next to the liquor, unplugging first the whiskey bottle, then, before I could hesitate, I picked up the strychnine and held it to the light. How much did I need to kill a man? Just a small amount of this would take down any number of animals. I shrugged and tipped the entire contents of the blue bottle into the whiskey. Dead is dead, I told myself. You can't overkill him. As I was locking up again, I heard the horses circling the corral, answering a whinny that had come up from the direction of my teepee. Was he early? Was he already waiting? My legs went weak, and I leaned against the wall. I was no match for him. I was as good as dead. But then I remembered what he had done to Song Woman, and what would happen to Ella, and rage straightened me. I gave the whiskey bottle a last shake.
I'll wear a lahashi.
Hold firm, I said to myself. And then I went out to greet him. Part 1. Chapter 1, 1863. It was the beginning of April, the moon of the first thunder, when the man rode up. The air was crisp outside our teepee, but Mother had seated us in the warm afternoon sun. "Now watch, Goes First," she instructed, threading three tiny blue beads. I was about seven snows, just like you, when I first learned to bead moccasins for my doll. We both glanced up at the approach of a horse, and as Mother took in the state of the rider, she handed me the pan of beads and got to her feet. "Red Fox?" Mother asked, unsure if she recognized the visitor. Father stepped from our lodge, carrying the musket he had been cleaning.
"Horse guard,"
the man greeted my father.
"Red Fox, where did you come from? How did you find us?"
Father looked pleased to see our visitor until the gaunt man suddenly tried to catch the gray blanket that fell from his shoulders. He moaned when it slipped to the ground, and his hand went to the deep gash across his chest. Father grabbed hold of the reins.
"You're wounded. What happened?"
"A raid,"
the man said.
"Sioux, your old enemy. There were only four of them, but we were just three lodges, and they caught us unprepared. We were heading down here, camped just below the Elk River where we were waiting out the snow. I was coming. I wanted my